Thank you and welcome. It is June the 5th. It is June, guys. Yes, it is June. It is my birthday month. I'm excited about it. Yes, you can kind of say I'm on location. I am in Memphis, Tennessee, but yeah, I'm kind of like on location. Anyway, it is my birthday month, and so happy birthday to all the June babies. Yeah, I think that we were born the perfect time of the year because it's like right in the middle. And so, you know, it's not like too hot, it's not too cold. Well, you know, it is kind of cool today. It has been a little hot. But anyway, usually it's just the perfect temperature and stuff. You know, you're just now getting into summer, summer vacation starts. And hey, that's when I was blessed and born into the earth and blessed the earth with my presence. That's how I see birthdays, you know. It's your day that you bless the earth with your presence. And so that's how I see birthdays. So I always am like a little big kid when it comes to my birthday and stuff like that. So hopefully you're like a big kid when it comes to your birthday because you blessed the earth with your presence. So anyway, happy birthday to you all. Have a great song. Yeah, actually, two great songs to share tonight. You know, guys, I'm always listening to music, and so whenever I hear something and I'm vibing with it, then, you know, hey, I'm going to share it with you live on the air and do that thing. Tonight, it's Talk It Up Tuesday, and we're just going to kind of talk about whatever we want to talk about. Right, ladies?
Yes, that's right. This is Sister Esther Reed. How are y'all? So glad to be here. Bless you all. Children of the Most High. Just so happy to be here, as always.
Well, hello there, Shay. This is the Coach Queen, and I am happy to be here also, along with the Sister and you. I am so glad that we're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about, and I have plenty to talk about. So hopefully your callers and your listeners can have something to talk about with us. You can call the number. It is, let's see, 917-889-8224. Yes, that is 917-889-8224. Okay.
Thank you so much, Coochie, for giving that number out. And, hey, I'm giving the ladies more responsibility, so they're going to be doing a little bit more on the show to help me out with the whole formatting and stuff like that. And so tonight, guys, I have, you know, picked out different little snacks and stuff that I kind of munch on. You know, I'll do, like, popcorn for a minute, and then I'll switch it up. Okay, so my latest snack that I, you know, I'm still snacking on the popcorn, though. You know, I haven't quit the popcorn. But my latest snack that I've picked up has been Skittles. Yeah, any kind of flavor. Yeah, I'm kind of digging the Skittles right now. And so that's the latest snack. Ladies, do you guys have a favorite snack?
I don't really do snacks now. I do like pies. Would that be considered a snack? Like apple pie, cherry pie, cream cheese pie, strawberry pie. Peach pie, German chocolate pie, well, German chocolate cake, I think. Red velvet mud pie, cookie cream pie.
Well, I guess you can consider it a snack if you want to consider it a snack. I mean, it's like a dessert, so yeah, I guess you could use the dessert as a snack. What about you, Coochie?
Well, yes. One of my favorite snacks has been those Pepperidge Farm cookies. You know, the one with the macadamia nuts and the chocolate. Oh, yeah. And you only get, like, a few in a packet, so I'm a little stingy when I get those because you only get, like, a few. You know, like a big packet of Oreos. So I am stingy with that, but my husband understands that those are mine.
Okay, well, yeah. You know, when you have a favorite snack, I guess you can kind of get territorial over it, huh? You know,
well, that's my cookie now. That's my cookie. And that's my favorite cookie. You know, I hear everything else. It's just one thing I have. That's my cookie.
Okay, I understand that. Right. You got to take care of your cookies. Well, man, you know, I've been having a run and rip and run and meeting people and networking, and I always love that kind of thing. I always do, meeting different people and stuff. And so, but I've realized that gas is high. And even summer ain't even came yet.
Well, yeah, I noticed that the other Sunday when I went to church. I needed to stop and get some gas, and the last time I got gas, it was like $2.17. You know, I only go to church, and that's it. I go home. And, you know, we open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, So, you know, I was like, JoJo, I ain't never going to come home with that showers and everything. So I just bring, like, my bag, and I just stay there. I don't ever really have to travel. And so, Lane came on them, and cash was like, $10.17. And I went over there, and I need cash, and I was like, $2.70. And I said, Lord, what happened to the price? How did I go from $2.70 to, like, $2.70 in, like, a day?
Well, sister, you did say, when's the last time you got gas?
6 months ago.
Well, I mean, gas has changed in 6 months. I mean, you know, it didn't just change overnight. I mean, the last time you got gas was 6 months ago. You mean tell me you been at church for 6 months?
Don't judge me.
I wasn't judging you. I mean, I was just asking you a question. I just wanted to see. You said you hadn't been, you hadn't needed gas in 6 months, so.
Well, I mean, it don't matter how long I've been at the church, okay? I just told you they got showers, so it don't matter. I just bring my luggage. It's all right. We open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Somebody need to be there.
Okay, well, I got you. I got you. All right, but, yeah, I saw that gas was high, and, you know.
Well, Shay, I don't drive. My husband takes me everywhere, and I just ride. So I don't never pay attention to the gas. He does that. He pumps it and everything. I just sit pretty in the passenger side, and I just let him do his thing and drop me off and pick me up whenever he has to come and pick me up. Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, well, gas is a little bit high. So, you know, hopefully it won't get higher during the summer because, you know, I'm wanting to, like, hit the road, you know, hit the highway, baby. It's a birthday month, you know. You got to do something, you know.
Go. Live life. Get it.
Well, that's true. You know, and I realize that, you know, in your 40s, you know, they say 40s is the new 20, but, you know, I beg the difference. So they're lying. 40 is 40.
Well, they say that 70 is the new 50, and they ain't lying, because I feel like 45.
Well, sister, you are different from, like, the majority, okay? So you don't count. I'm just talking about me, and I'm just saying that 40 is not the new 20. I mean, like, things that I did in my 20s, I can't do in my 40s, you know?
Well, things that I did in my 50s, I can't do in my 50s now, because I'm still 50. Because, see, I like my birthday. See, I'm mining. So I'm down to 50 now, and 50 is the new 70.
So, you be confused. Confusing me sometimes with what you be talking about, but okay. You subtract on your birthday?
Well, that's how you, that's how 70 becomes the new 50. You gotta subtract. I mean, how is 70 gonna be the new 50 if you stay 70? And you go up at 70, start at 50.
Oh, so you mean to tell me I need to go back to 20?
Duh!
Oh, okay. All right. So how do you deal with not being able to do what you did at 50 at 70?
I just have a new 50, and I'm not 70. I'm 50 because 70 is a new 50.
Oh, okay.
You got me, baby?
I got you. Okay, so you do a new 50. Oh, see, look, there goes supposed to put in some wisdom. Okay. All right, well, with that little knowledge, with that little wisdom nugget right there, hey, I'm going to go into a song, and we'll be right back after this. This is Wapella Romantic. Yeah, because we're going to talk about a little bit of romance when we get back after this song. Yeah, you so freaking romantic.
Thank you. the same words at the same time. I start a sentence, you finish mine. Laugh at my jokes when I wanna cry, and when I feel alone.
Man, that was going to tell out romantic. That's right. And we're going to be talking about some romance. How many of you guys know that we need some romance?
Yeah, we need some romance, honey. We need romance 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, just like church.
You're right about that. Supposed to be. I do agree with that now. You can say that one again.
We need romance like 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, like church.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. I didn't literally mean for you to say it again, but
I just did what you told me to do.
I know, but what I was saying was I didn't really mean for you to repeat it. I was just saying I agree with you. You can say that again.
We need romance like 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, like church.
Never mind. Okay, Coochie. Now, you are the relationship, you know, guru, you know, you talk about sex relationships and all of that. How important is romance when it comes to relationships?
Well, it's very important. And I say that because women, we are like car engines on a icy cold morning. And you know how when it's cold outside, it takes a minute for the engine to get hot in the heat, to heat up. Well, you can look at it in the summertime also. It takes a while for the air to get cool when it's hot. Well, think of a woman as a car engine. It takes a minute for us to get warm up. And that's why romance is so divine and so important. Because with the romance, it helps the engine get revved up. And that's what you want. You want the engine revved up. So, romance, whining, dining, romantic notes, roses, surprises, different things like that. That gets the woman. And once you get the woman, you are a very happy man. You're very happy because a woman will do extra because you are a romance. And so she will be pleasurable and excited to pleasure you. And that's why romance is important when it comes to relationships.
Well, okay, I totally agree. I totally agree. Now, what is romance to you? Now, I know romance, you know, I mean, basically, yeah, it's like, you know, those little things that you were talking about with the surprises and the gifts and just the thoughtful little things. And it could be something simple for me just to say that, okay, you know, I paid attention to what you were saying, and I heard you say this was something important to you, and bam, you know, I've done it. So that right there is romance to me, because it's like, wow, something that was important to me, you made it important to you. So that's like, you know, you're so fucking romantic, can't stand it when I look in your eyes. That's why I play that song, because that's what it makes a lady feel like when a man is romantic. So I play this music because, you know, music has a message in it. And so, hey, listen to Walt Pella, romantic. And men, hey, you'll know what a lady feels like and what she likes. Hey, when she thinks that you're being a romantic, it's a turn on. It's a turn on. And I'm sure guys, some guys like romance, and some guys can be a romantic. I mean, look at Bruno Mars. You know, he's a romantic because of the way the music that he makes. I mean, you know, hey, this is what I like. You know what I'm saying? So he likes what she likes, and he's romancing her because that's what he likes, you know, and she's just having a blast. And, hey, they're riding in the Cadillac and all that. Romance is very, very important to relationships. Sister, what about you? You got some comments about romance?
Well, like I said, you need romance like church. And I'm for romance, and I am a romantic. And I never liked when they said that, you know, if you're romantic, then you're like a hopeless romantic. Because I'm just like, well, if you're romantic, how can you be hopeless? Because romantic don't mean you're hopeless. If you find love, then that's not a hopeless situation. That's a beautiful situation. So it's no such thing as a hopeless romantic. I think that you're just a blessed romantic.
Oh, okay. Well, sister, there you go. So you just popping that wisdom up in here tonight. I mean, like, I ain't even ready for the nuggets that you're tossing out tonight. You know what I'm saying? You're just tossing them down so quick. I'm gonna have to like re-listen to the show because I'm gonna jot some of this stuff down because, you know, you're giving some little nuggets here. You know.
Well, thank you, baby. I mean, you know, that's what I'm here for. You know, the Lord just be listening. I don't even know where it be coming from. He just be listening. I just be talking, and I just thank you. I just thank him, and I thank you that I'm doing something, and you can get something. And it's a little nugget. What you call them? What you call them?
I call them wisdom nuggets.
Yeah, them wisdom nuggets. And yeah, I like nuggets, too. Yeah, I like nuggets.
Well, I mean, they're not literal nuggets.
Oh, well, I do like nuggets.
Well, I mean, I know, but I'm saying I call them wisdom nuggets. It's not like literal nuggets.
Well, I still like nuggets.
Okay. Never mind, sister. All right. Okay. So let me ask you this. What's your favorite music when you're getting ready to get busy? Gucci.
Well, we listen to the OJs and the Four Tops. You know, well, I don't know how to say this. It's the old games, though. But ever mind and cry to God. Because you know that when it's some good loving, it will make you cry. And Big Rob told us that. Yes, he did. And so we listen to those games. And that's what we listen to when we get busy.
Okay. Sister, what about you? What do you listen to when you get busy with your husband?
Okay, we listen to Teddy B, and I throw my drawers just like they did back in the day with Teddy was performing on it. Yes, I do. Yeah, we listen to Teddy B. Turn on the light, throw your drawers, and light a candle.
It's not throw your drawers, sister.
Well, it's not throw your drawers. I thought it was throw your drawers. That's the way I be singing it, honey.
What is it? Turn off the light and light a candle.
For sure it ain't throw your drawers. I can afford to throw your drawers. Turn off the light and throw your drawers. Light a candle.
You made that up, sister. That is not a lyric.
Oh. Oh, well. My husband ain't complained.
I'm sure he hasn't, but that's not a lyric, though. You can't be singing a song like that because that's not a lyric.
Well, if you know the lyric, then you now gonna know. Then you gonna know that it's not a lyric in the song. And I mean, and performers make songs their own song anyway. So that's my song. When I sing Teddy B.
Well, you right about that. As a singer, yes, you do sing a cover. Yes, you make it your own. Okay, you right. I'm gonna shut up. What I'm gonna do is we have run out of time. Actually, we done went over time, and you know, we said we was gonna do 15 minutes, but you know, we was talking about what was on our mind, and sisters threw me off. But what we gonna do is we gonna call this a wrap. We gonna talk about some more romance and all this stuff next week. So anyway, make sure that you go to the blog. Not to the blog. I got attached to the blog, and I ain't even wrote on the blog for a minute. Don't even give me the line. So don't even go to the blog, not unless you just want to read some stuff that I done already wrote, you know, but you can go ahead and read it again. Hey, you might get something new from it. Hey, who knows, you know, but read it again. It never gets old, honey, it never gets old. So anyway, visit the website, bytvlive.com. Make sure you follow the show so you won't miss an episode. You'll get a weekly email whenever we go live. Make sure you tune in to us on Sunday, 5 p.m. on AM 730 KQN out here in Memphis, Tennessee. And hey, if nobody's told you that they love you, we're telling you that we love you. We love you. Yes, darling, we love you. Yes. And so make sure you motivate someone. Laugh more, love more. And hey, this has been BYTV. We've brought you the verdict. And so until next week, enjoy some Mary J. Never been, because hey, we gave you what was on our mind. And hey, we finished the night with some romance. So hey, we just gonna finish the music with some romance. Never been love like this. Never knew love like this. Never, never, never. But hey, hey, listen to Shay Renee and Friends and BYTV Media. You gonna know. Hey, until next Tuesday, or actually until Sunday. Love ya.
But I see the energy between you and me, and I'm selfish. Don't want.